Right, we on?
Yes.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, we on?
Yes.
Yes. welcome to another edition of the TW Forum podcast. Merry Christmas and all of that.
Merry Christmas. That's all I'm going to say about that. We're here in my home for our second attempt at a Christmas special podcast. You may hear the failed attempts at our last podcast sometime at a later date, but we haven't really decided on that. There was some gold in there, but it was mainly all shit, wasn't it, Tom?
Yes. I'd like to blame Tristan for all that shit.
Tristan's fault mainly.
Yes, Tristan's not here at the moment, and you know, so far it's going brilliantly.
So I mean, the first 53 seconds have been fucking fried gold, and I'm happy about that shit. It's all good. What are you up to, Tom? How are you?
I'm alright.
Good.
I'm alright. Shall I describe the setting?
Yes.
We're in Paul's flat. Paul and Tristan's flat. Paul and Tristan both work at the forum, as you probably all know. As no strangers actually listen to this thing. Anyway, there's a big fat Christmas tree in the corner of the room, and it's got some brilliant baubles on there. And I'd like to congratulate Paul on his baubles.
Thanks very much. It's very kind of you. They are big and shiny and very pleasurable. So, I like them.
And you want to put them in your mouth?
Sometimes. But I can't reach. I've tried. But I can't fit them in my mouth. It's not that I can't fit them, actually. They're tiny, like marbles. But
balls or your baubles?
Well, the baubles are fairly big. I thought you were making innuendo about my balls. So I thought I'd carry that on. I've tried to eat my own balls, but alas, it is impossible. I can't put them in my mouth, they're too far away. Did someone just knock on the door?
No. Noisy neighbours. See? Real live podcast action for you.
Yep, I've got a bit of a bass line for you. Ready? That's Money by Pink Floyd. I'll be expecting an invoice from David Gilmour. Oh, no, probably Roger Waters. He probably wrote that. It's on bass guitar, isn't it? And that was his thing and everything. This week, we have decided to... We've actually come up... Well, Tom, I haven't. Tom has. Got a list of things to talk about. Now, we don't usually do this. It's very very professional of us, and as such, it makes me very unnerved. And I'm not happy about professionalism. I'm also well against the rules. I'm dead against the rules, aren't I, Tom?
Well, we didn't have to tell them there was a list, you know.
There is a list. I can see it. So, coming up on this this week's podcast, you do a bit of background music for me here, Tom, like a bit of Richard and Julia music.
Okay. Slide,
just do a bit of a jingle so I can talk over it. Yeah. Coming up on this week's podcast, songs to be played at your funeral, HBR breakup, best of the year lists, Christmas number ones, and New Year's Eve at the Forum. Not necessarily in that order, but if you keep listening, at some point we're going to discuss all of this for your pleasure. So thanks very much to Tom for that backing music. That was really, really good. And you can stop now. That's basically what we've got coming up today. In addition to that, it being Christmas special, also there's going to be lots of Christmas submissions. People have written songs or covered songs and recorded them very crudely and sent them to us for us to be, you know, us to play them here on the podcast. Isn't that right, Tom?
That is right. And sadly, we're not going to be able to play all of these submissions.
Why not?
It sounds very, very, very Radio 1.
We've had about 300 submissions.
I think we had about 7.
But we've only got time, have we?
Yeah.
I was joking about 300. We've only had, as far as I know, we've only had 4. How many have we had?
No, I think it's about 7.
Well, who from? Who is this?
I can't remember. No, I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
it
doesn't matter.
Yeah. The songs we have actually coming up, there'll be Seven Story Down. I believe that's their own Christmas song, a new composition by them. So, yeah, there's that. And then Collides in Arc has made a triumphant return to the world of music. He's covered All I Want for Christmas. We've also got Ben Saunders of All the Mouth Parts and Forum Security fame. And, you left that here last week. What's in it?
Crackers.
Well, we're not pulling any more crackers.
Oh, why not?
We pulled crackers, basically, last week. It's a shame. We wasted all our resources on last week.
I think we should pull some more crackers.
We will do that in a bit. Okay, have you got any party poppers, then?
I did have party poppers.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No more party poppers. Oh, yeah, hang on. I've got a party popper.
Listen, I'm terribly sorry to say, my phone's ringing. I'm just going to answer it. Tom,
should we play a song?
Just keep them busy. No, just keep them.
Ring out wild bells through the sky, a flying cloud, a frosty light. The year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells and let them die. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring out the bells across the snow. Going, so let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out false pride in place and blood, the civic slander and the spite above. Ring out my mournful rhymes. Ring full of mystery.
Seven Story Down.
Yeah, when I went to answer my phone, and just before the song, you heard me say, "Keep talking." he did keep talking, but it was rubbish, so we deleted it. Post haste, I got rid of it, and you know, I laid down the law, didn't I, Tom?
Yes.
Told you what was what.
Yes.
That's
do you,
right.
Do you want to pull my cracker now?
You know, you're making the same jokes as last week, as if they're going to be funny to me now. Not funny. Last week we pulled crackers. We made a joke about, do you want to pull my cracker and blah blah blah. But it just seems so soured by last week now. And now you're making the same jokes and it's not funny. So stop it.
I'm sorry.
Good. I hope so. I should fucking hope so. That was Seven Story Down with some kind of Christmas nonsense. Congratulations to them for even doing it. Thanks very much.
I don't think it's specifically for us.
You're saying they've written a Christmas song and they're going to... Oh, that's terrible. You shouldn't do that.
But I don't know if it was for us or not.
Well, if it was for us, that's fine because we were asking for Christmas. But if they've just written a song that it was a Christmas song, you shouldn't do that. Should you?
Well, basically, I'm on their mailing list.
Oh, yeah, so you got it anyway, did you? So they didn't go,
and they
here's a song.
Out, and they sent it out and I said, yeah, I'll whip that.
Did they say you could?
Yeah, yeah, I asked them. Well, I actually told them.
What did they say?
They said, great.
All right, fair enough.
They played the Forum the other night.
Yes, they did.
And they were really, really good.
I didn't watch them.
No?
I came home and drank an ale and went to bed really early.
You did?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Right now I'm drinking a can of Coke. Earlier on I drank some Ribena and a bit of water, actually, this morning. And in fact, I have been drinking many different kinds of beverage over the last 10 hours or so since I've been awake. What time did I get up? Hang on. No, not 10 hours. What am I talking about? 7 hours. 7, no, 8. 8 hours. I don't know. Either way, I've not been up for that long. But yeah, no. That's it. Anyway, should we crack on with our list? Because we've got
yes.
a list, right? Okay, so I don't know. Apparently, this was Ben's suggestion of topic.
Yeah, well, We were meant to have a very Christmassy episode today. And Ben gave us a subject which is probably the least Christmassy thing. Probably ever. It's quite a nice...
So it's songs to be played at your funeral. Now, my funeral, hopefully, I mean, will never happen. I will never have a funeral because I will never die. I'm looking into engineering to change my genetic structure and to make me superhuman and immortal.
Right.
But if I had to choose, I'd probably pick, I don't know, something by Bon Jovi or something. Something jolly and merry, you know? Mm. Something to keep the spirits up, because, you know, there'll be a lot of people at my funeral and they'll all be crying, and something to help them stop crying would be good. Perhaps Mr. Blobby's single as well. That would really go down a treat. Tom?
Well, I was thinking, like, the Birdie song. Or the Benny Hill song.
What's the Benny Hill song? Oh, that one, no.
Or Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Staying Alive, yeah, that's a classic, obviously. Okay, we covered that subject then, haven't we?
Yeah, that's great.
It wasn't great at all.
Going to send in any suggestions?
Suggestions for things for us to talk about. That would be brilliant. I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. Wouldn't you, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that'd be great. And we'll talk about every single one of them. Because we've got time to sound absolutely everything.
And we've got enough time.
Yes, because we have no lives.
And plenty of time.
And plenty of time.
So much time that we decide to fill it during doing a podcast. You know, a podcast that no one listens to and no one enjoys. Even the people who listen to it don't enjoy it, do they? They give us all this about, oh, it's got too much music. When really, what they meant was they didn't enjoy it at all, but felt they had to listen to it out of duty and obligation. So if you're one of those people, turn off! And I'm never going to speak to you again.
Crack open an orange juice and watch Wall-E.
Orange juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I've been watching Wall-E. I watched it a couple of nights ago, and I'm just watching it again today, actually. Mm. Fucking good. Really, really good. A lovely, lovely film. Ooh. I'm really, really enjoying it.
What is your favourite Christmas film?
I don't have a favourite Christmas film. No? Home Alone is pretty good, but I don't equate it to Christmas. I just think it's just a funny film.
I prefer Home Alone 2 to Home Alone 1.
Did you ever see Home Alone 3?
Yes.
I saw it in the cinema.
I saw it at the cinema.
Alright.
That was great.
Same cinema?
Is that with a mouse? No, is it a rat bites the burglar's monkey?
I don't know, but it was a different child actor.
Yeah, and it wasn't as good.
No, it was rubbish. Well, there you go. Never mind, eh? Life goes on. Next on our topic list, should we go straight on to that?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, why not? This is the breakup of HPR.
Dun dun dun.
Popular local band, been around for a few years now, been playing shows and whatnot, and people seem to really like them. Hey, Tom.
Yes. The new song. I like the new songs from what I've heard.
You mean the songs of their
new band?
We're not discussing the new songs, are we? We're discussing the breakup.
Okay, let's go back to the breakup then.
Going literally from what it says on the. It's not on a piece of paper. I was going to say piece of paper, but it's not. It's just on my screen. The HPR breakup. The breakup.
Well, their last gig was last week, supporting Rollo Tomassi with Rachel Scott Flamethrower as well. They sounded awful, but it was good fun nonetheless.
I know. I know and like HPR as people, but I'm going to put this out there. They were fucking shit. They were fucking shit on that night with Rollo Tomassi. It was the worst thing. It was awful. And it was such a shame because it's going to be Jake's last show with the band. Obviously, because he's left the band, but really what happened is they all kicked him out. Which I think is a shame because he's a nice bloke. But, you know, that's the last time he's going to get to do that, whereas they can do it any time. And apparently... You know, they just got pretty drunk, apart from Rob, who apparently doesn't drink. Which I think is very unfair. So if you're listening, HPR, I'm disappointed in you.
He doesn't drink, does he?
No.
That's weird. Oh, no, he doesn't drink, I've just realised.
I know Thomas doesn't want to comment on this sort of thing on the podcast, because he's worried about what people think about him. But we should lay down the law and say, HPR, that's not on, you know?
I have no comment.
You do have a comment. I've heard you say it. Okay, look. I just think it's a real shame the way they've gone about doing this, and, you know.
I have opinions, but, you know, I like all of the members. And
I like all of the members, too. I just can't help thinking that it's just a bit rude to sort of
to kick Jake out like that, and then to originally they removed all the pictures on their MySpace that included Jake. And they kept the folder Live Photos open, when in fact this new band has never played live. It's all the pictures of HPR, just with Jake, you know, just pictures that don't have Jake in them. I think it's a shame. And they've kept the same MySpace, just, I presume, to keep the plays and the views up, so, because they've got loads, you know. Mm. But this is not the same band. Why don't they just start from scratch? I don't understand.
They're playing HPR songs still.
Yeah, and they're still playing the HPR songs that I assume Jake had some aid in writing.
They've actually got a new member. An extra member.
I know.
But I shan't say who it is.
I will. Am I allowed to?
Well, I'd rather not.
Why?
Because I promised I'll keep it secret.
Why?
Because I was asked to keep it secret.
No, I mean, I don't mean why did you promise? I mean, why do they want to keep it a secret?
Well, just in case it doesn't work out. Which is fair enough.
His initials are JT. And it's not Justin Timberlake, if that's what you were thinking.
His initials aren't JT.
Aren't they? What are they?
JS.
Oh?
Yes.
Whisper the name to me. Hold on. Oh yeah, okay, right. He looks a lot like a JT. He looks a lot like the guy who's called JT, but he's not. He's actually JS.
Who are you thinking of?
I was thinking of that guy who looks exactly the same as him.
Who?
I don't know, tall, gangly guy.
What, me?
No, not you. I used to play in some shitty band called Intersection or something. They do look the same, don't they?
The same person, Paul.
Eh? So who's the guy that I'm thinking of then? I'll write it down. Hang on.
The person we're talking about was an Intersection. Okay. That's a big clue there. People were into
Well, I'm going to write. I'm going to write down the name of the person that I thought it was. If I can find a pen anyway. Hang on. There is a pen. Here we go. Okay, look. I'm writing on a takeaway bag. From this, you can probably form your own opinion of how our flat looks. It's really quite disgusting.
It's mess absolutely everywhere.
Does the pen work or what?
He's writing it down.
Isn't that it? He looks like JS, doesn't
they? They do look very
they
similar.
They look very similar. Right, okay, so I was sort of on the right kind of line.
They do look very... Well, JT isn't as big as JS.
But they have the same ugly
face.
They
got the same ugly face and stupid haircut.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that, but ugly, ugly, ugly people infesting our...
Ugly,
that's what it. Anyway, yeah, so they've got this new member, which I think is sort of an insult to Jake, but never mind. Doesn't matter. I just think it's a bit out of order. But anyway, they've broken up now. And I believe under Jake's instructions have formed this new band with a new name, as opposed to, because I don't think Jake was happy
Pharaohs.
With Carry On, which is Pharaohs. They have their own MySpace, and they're constantly plugging it, I tell you. I'm getting a bit sick of it, actually.
Delete them from your friend list. Then.
They're my friends on MySpace. And, well, it does annoy me a great deal.
Do they post as many bulletins as Tom Williams used to?
At the moment, yeah. Yeah, really? At the moment.
At the moment.
Right now, yeah, they've done a few.
Do you have Tom Williams as a friend?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think I might have deleted him.
Tom Williams is my real life friend.
I don't have any real friends.
My MySpace
friend. All of my friends are either MySpace or Facebook, and I never see any of them. Apart from Tom, but that's only grudgingly, you know?
Eh?
I only see you grudgingly, begrudgingly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't actually like me.
For my sins, no. We're colleagues, and we are not friends.
Colleagues? When do we ever work together?
Well, this is work, isn't it? We're not getting paid for it, but it's still sort of something we're going to... What is that? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, this is business, isn't it? We're doing business here.
How much money are we making?
We're making no money, but it's not costing us anything either, so I don't see why.
Well, no. Apart from petrol for me to get to your house.
If you didn't drive.
I didn't pay for it.
No, you didn't pay for it, so it's free for you. And we're at my house, it's free for me, although I'm using electricity here, so I suppose in that sense it is costing me a bit of money as well. But I don't consider it, you know. That's not the point. Should we play another song?
Yeah?
Yeah, we're 20 minutes in. Let's do that.
Yeah, all right then.
In a bit, probably actually very soon, so maybe even after this song, a good friend of mine, Joshy Boy S, will be entering the building to give his comments on the festivities of this season. No, well, and when he gets here, maybe. Yeah, when he gets here. He doesn't deserve it yet, but, I mean, he hasn't even turned up. But he'll probably be here very soon. So, yeah, enjoy this track we're about to play, which I believe will be...
A track by a new local Cheeky Chappy, if you want to call him that, called Ollie Collard. And he's done a cover of Rubens... Is it Christmas Is Awesome?
Christmas Is Awesome, yes.
Christmas Is Awesome.
Okay, yes, so enjoy.
It's the 25th, we got a day off work, we're rocking out the place. Look out for mistletoe, look out for mistletoe, or I will kiss your face. 2,000 years ago, a little boy was born to save the human race. Oh, well, it's your birthday, so have a party. We're sorry about all of that, now to a cross business. Everybody is welcome. Well, Christmas is awesome. Everybody is welcome. Oh, come on. Everybody is welcome. Well, Christmas is awesome. Everybody is welcome. Oh, come on. You got a horror chair, you got a comedy sock, you got a gift from you. I got a DVD, I got a DVD, and it was Doctor Who. And if I eat a sprout, you gotta eat a sprout, you gotta suffer too. Oh, dinner's all done, oh man, we have fun. I knock on the door and I open it for the carol singing kids. Everybody is welcome. Oh, Christmas is awesome. Everybody is welcome. Oh, come on. Everybody is welcome. Oh, Christmas is awesome. Everybody is welcome. Oh, Christmas is awesome. Everybody is welcome. Christmas is awesome.
Everybody is welcome. Oh, Christmas is awesome. Everybody is welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Ollie Carr, live in the studio
there. You just knocked the cable out.
Have I? Oh, sorry.
Put it back in.
Jeez.
Don't be a prick. Okay. What's going on? Welcome back to the Forum podcast. You may have heard me say hiya in a really high voice earlier. That's because I was speaking to a girl, and when you speak to girls, you have to do that kind of thing. And it's the same when you say bye as well, because you can't say yeah bye like you would to a normal chap. You have to say bye. Or
that's a Michael McIntyre joke,
is it?
Yes. Speaking the other day, because yes, I'm very sorry about your loss. Bye.
I love your father deeply.
See ya!
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that was Joanna on the phone. She'll be popping around in a bit. Probably not during our time on air, but she'll be here nonetheless.
On air.
On air.
Live.
Live
in
on
the
air.
Studio.
We are in the studio. This is the studio. Live is my home. And, right, yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that. Who was it?
That's Ollie Collard.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Ollie Collard.
Yeah, thanks.
Can I have a round of applause for Ollie
Did you
Collard?
Do that on purpose for our...
We did.
Okay. Well, people who did that, people who do these things for our podcast, fucking bully for them. Thanks very much for your...
Yeah, and come on, welcome to Winchester. Where are you?
Yeah, fucking hell. I've done a fart, by the way. So
I can smell it.
You smell something really rotten. That's the insides of my anus.
That's what my... It's not important. I'm sorry. Just cover your nose then.
Smell-o-vision. Oh, I'm not...
Cover your nose, what are you doing? I was talking to some guy.
I'm covering up my nose.
Last night, right, I was backstage. Before, I mean, I was talking to some guy who was about to go on
stage. Did you get a pass?
I didn't know.
How did you manage that, man?
I didn't need a pass. I snuck past all the guards, all the heavily armed security staff. No, and this bloke came up to me and he goes, "Low on the podcast." And I was like, "Who are you?" And it was a drummer from a band called The Stayaways.
Hang on, he liked the podcast?
Yeah, he said that to me. I don't know why he said
that. I recognise him. Was he...
I think he's a friend of Seven Still Downs, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly. I mean, it's possible that he could have recognised my voice, but I don't know how he might have known my face.
Yeah, you're famous.
And I'm not sure I said anything to him before he said, like the podcast.
Yeah, what did he say, like the podcast?
He just went, "Hey, man, loving the podcasts."
Brilliant. And you're famous.
I didn't know who he was. I sort of looked and went, "Well, thanks very much." And that was about it. But I thought it was very strange that, some chap had noticed me, and as if I was some kind of quasi-celebrity.
A quasi-celebrity?
It's less of a celebrity than a semi-celebrity, isn't it? Or semi,
right,
or whatever. I don't know if you can say quasi-celebrity. it's always quasi, I think.
Can we close the window?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just smoking. Not now, but I'm going to be. Just fucking put a coat on, you twat. Fucking hell. Some people.
Right, backwards, mate.
Yeah, why not, eh? So that's basically happened last night. So thanks to everyone for their appreciation of the podcast. It turns out more people than I thought listen to this and enjoy it. So thanks very much.
Is that the only time you've been recognised?
Pretty much.
I got it once.
I mean, the first time I've been recognised by people, and people have said, "Well done," by a person I don't know, you know?
That's the first time. I had that once, and it turned out to be the bass player in Rachel's Got a Flamethrower. Oh, I know now.
Oh, yeah, that skinny guy.
Skinny one, yeah.
The skinny one. Because the rest of the band are really fat. Not a problem. I mean, obviously, they're all...
brilliant.
As far as I can see, they're all lovely chaps. Apart from that guy... One of the guys is in Devil Soldiers... No, not Devil Soldiers. So what's that called?
The Hurt Process?
No. No, he's fine.
Oh, he's great.
He's a nice chap.
Hang on, he's slagging someone off it.
The guy from... He's
Rachel's.
In, no, but he's also in another band.
The guy from Rachel's Got a Flamethrower is also in another band.
He plays guitar.
What, Kevin Bishop?
No. He's the one that always wears a hoodie that says Kev Guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like him. I think he's funny.
I like him as well.
There's another one. No, the other guitar player. He's in
another
band.
Yeah. He's kind of short.
Yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry about this. I keep getting telephone calls. Hiya!
Can we get on with it now, please?
Is it still recording?
Brilliant. No, I paused the recording. Now we're back.
Where did you stop it?
Where did I stop it? Right after you went, "Hiya!"
Oh, right, yeah. That was a joke. It was a bloke this time.
It's a real life toy.
What was I talking about before
The guy from Red's Got a Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Slagging him off.
Yeah, the guy, he's in another band. And I don't know what they're called.
I don't know.
You do. I think you do.
I don't know anyone else that's in Red's Got a Flamethrower.
Anyway,
in another band.
I thought when his other band lost...
Was it... Oh, not Sweet Achilles.
Yes, that's the one, yes.
Right, okay then.
Yeah, right. When they last played, not Red's Got a Flamethrower, when they last played,
yes.
I thought he was quite rude and...
I wasn't at that
and
one.
And not very nice. Oh. And I don't mind telling you, I don't care who knows it. Just, you know?
I wasn't at that night because you're covering a bar shift for me. Because I was watching Slipknot and Hammersmith.
Oh, that's correct. So it's Tom's fault that I hate you.
Yes, Slipknot's fault. Blame Slipknot.
No, blame Tom for liking Slipknot, the idiot.
Slipknot are wicked, mate.
Anyway, shall we move on to our list? Shall we continue with the list?
I'd like to talk about Christmas number ones. Because there's a bit of a hoo-ha at the moment. There's all this Christmas number one crap. And it's sort of taken Facebook by storm as well.
Was it? I joined some group.
I saw.
The Jeff Buckley group. I joined it just so I could write on their wall, "Why not Leonard Cohen?" I don't understand.
Because the Leonard Cohen version's crap.
It is not crap.
It is crap.
No, it is not.
No, it is crap.
What are you talking about?
Jeff Buckley's version's alright. Although I'm not really a Jeff Buckley fan. But best version's Alexandra. Alright.
No, you're talking rubbish. Jeff Buckley's version is good. I'm not saying that. It's really good. But Leonard Cohen's is better. It's all about the delivery. In Leonard Cohen's lyrics, it's all
fuck
about...
Fuck delivery, man.
No, it's not fuck delivery. It's all about... It's just... Oh. But not that I don't mind
Jeff Buckley's version. In fact, I think it's very good, but they're campaigning for it to be number one. Why not campaign for the original to be number one? I don't understand. I just didn't get it. I just really didn't get it. So I joined the group, wrote on their wall, and then left the group. How do you like that? Yeah, I'm not going to be downloading Jeff Buckley this year. No way.
I think it's number three this week. Number two, number three, something like
that. Is it getting in the charts?
Oh, it's in the top three for sure. I know it's number three in the midweeks.
Well, there you go.
Right. I know that much. Now Alexandra's number one, obviously, even though she is completely rubbish.
We brought this up last time when we tried to do the Christmas special last time. And I was saying how she was singing with Beyonce in the final, wasn't she? Is that right? Yeah, and how, you know, because previously you would have thought she was quite an inoffensive looking girl, and, you know,
fair. Beyonce?
No, Alexandra, right? You might have even thought she was quite hot. But then she stood next to Beyonce, and you sort of thought she'd got a massive face and a big nose and can't really sing very well. Because Beyonce is such a babe, you know?
Yes. Okay. But I've never liked Alexandra anyway. I voted for JLS. I picked up the phone.
Did you really?
Yeah. Picked up the phone, voted for JLS.
You're such a cunt.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because I like the X Factor.
Yeah, but not enough to vote. No one votes. I don't know anyone who votes. I know plenty. I know scores of people who watch the X Factor, but I know you're the only person I know who's ever voted. It's the same with Big Brother. I watch Big Brother when it's on sometimes, but I never vote.
And well, I don't vote every week, you know, as the final. I just did not want Alexandra to win.
Well, she did. And yes, it just shows us that democracy doesn't work, and you will never get what you want, and all the leaders of the world are liars and cheats, and you will never get your own way.
I didn't want Eggnog to win either, you know.
Who?
Eggnog.
Who's Eggnog?
The one that's doing Diana Vickers.
I don't think he's doing that, Tom. He's,
You know, it's really good.
He's far too innocent.
Do you know what I really like? Well, you know this whole thing, you know, they're going out and all that.
I liked it when he stormed on stage and didn't let her finish the song, even though she was doing really badly. But she was already out, so it didn't matter.
Can I finish my point?
Yeah.
Thing is, lots of stuff in the news about, well, not the news, you know, the Sun, about them, you know, being an item. And in the interviews they're doing, Ewan, Eggnog,
isn't it Owen?
Yeah, it's
Ewan. You just
said
Ewan.
I don't care.
Well, it's Owen.
Him.
It's Ogan!
Him. He's saying in all the interviews, saying, yeah, me and Diana, we're together, you know, we'll see what happens, yeah. And then when Diana's being interviewed, being asked all about it, she's going, nah, nothing's happening.
I think that must really
upset. So he's obviously trying
boy.
His luck, you know.
Poor little boy. He's only a child, isn't he? And he's like, oh, I really like you, Diana, and I'd like to, can I be your boyfriend? Will you be my girlfriend, Diana? I'd like to give you a kiss. No, he wouldn't say. He'd say, I'd like to give you a kiss. Will you be my girlfriend, Diana? That's a rubbish. It's supposed to be Irish, but it came out really wrong. Really wrong.
Then what would Diana say?
Diana would say, she'd say,
I
don't know.
She talks a bit like that.
I quite like other boys, the kind of boys who have, you know, tight jeans and plaid shirts. And.
Did you watch that video? Like?
Yeah, I did watch it.
I like Diana Vickers.
Diana Vickers can fuck right off. I think she's a... I think she's an expletive.
Why?
Because she's an idiot.
Don't care.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm just saying. Perhaps our potential listeners care. Perhaps they care. Perhaps they agree with me. If they do, they're probably in the street going, yeah, girl, Paul, go on, you know? The point that I was going to try... Also, I'm going to go back a bit here. A minute ago when I was talking about that bloke that I met in the back room of the forum last night, and he said he liked the podcast, and we ended up talking about how he... Well... The baked potato thing, and he said, I can't believe no one's sending baked potatoes. And I said, yeah, what is that all about? Why not? You know, and he was saying how he'd been tempted to do it himself but hasn't got around to it. And I'd like to reassess the
so fact, weird, we don't even know this guy.
Yeah, he's obviously been
brilliant.
Listening.
We're famous.
He's obviously been listening and having a bloody good time and taking it all in and paying attention. And I thought, I'd like to reassess my eagerness. To have a photo of a baked potato in a urinal. Maybe by this point in the podcast, in that we've got, you know, this is our, what, seventh or eighth or something. Mm. We've got, you know, perhaps a wider listenership than before when we have originally said about the baked potatoes. So I'd like to reappeal for you all to send in pictures of baked potatoes and urinals. Tom, brilliant. Agree, disagree, discuss.
Agree. Positive.
Wholeheartedly?
Wholeheartedly.
Good.
Absolutely, 100%. Definitely, yes.
Right, and at this point, it's time to advertise our email address. Because otherwise, you won't be able to get the pictures to us.
There's multiple email addresses. Shall I read them all
out? Just the main one, the one that you check most often.
Well, I have lots of addresses for one email account. I don't know which one to give out now.
Give out the best one. The one you log in with, give out that one.
Okay, the one I give out.
Yes.
Is Riddlestone Music, which is R-I-D-D-L-E.
Riddlestone Music.
S-T-O-N.
All one word, is it?
Music, yes. At.
Yeah.
Gmail.
Gmail, right, lovely.
.com. And I check that every day. And I get millions of emails from loads of fans and chicks and all that.
I haven't had any fan mail yet, Tom.
No.
No, I haven't. No, it's a shame. I'd like some fan mail. That's for sure. Anyway, if you do have a picture of, well, not that you would, by coincidence, have a picture of a baked potato on your own, or perhaps taken in the 1970s when your ma was having a brilliant time. I don't know. She was probably just having a right good laugh and putting baked potatoes in urinals all over the 70s retro clubs in London or wherever she was. Kuala Lumpur. Probably not Kuala Lumpur. They don't really party that hard in Kuala Lumpur. Although if they did...
Especially in the 70s.
Especially in the 70s. It'd be party central. Anyway, that's completely beside the point. If you go out and take a picture of a baked potato in a urinal, I've decided it doesn't have to be baked, because I think that was probably... people's main qualm is that they didn't want to waste a whole potato that they'd already baked. The thing is, they wouldn't bake potato and then go, I could eat this lovely, buttery, yummy baked potato with a delicious filling, but I won't. Instead, I'll go out on the razzle-dazzle, but before I begin, or before I get too drunk to remember, I will put this baked potato in a urinal and leave it there, and take a photo. Okay. So, I'm lessening the rules now, and I'm saying you don't have to bake your potato. The potato
just do it, all right?
It must be of the baked potato size, right?
Just do
and
it.
Send it to
just do it.
riddlestonemusic@gmail.com. Lovely. Okay, glad you enjoyed that. Just, right, just let's move. It. Let's move
okay.
it on.
Okay, can I move forward again?
Of course
back
you can.
To forward. It's to reality TV.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Tell you what, do you know what's back next month?
No. Big Brother. Right, yeah, you're going to a little...
I am thing. Going to be annealed into a celebrity Big Brother, Little Brother. Or whatever it's called, hopefully, anyway. Because, to be honest, it seems a bit far-fetched. But, do you know Patrick Moore's going to be on it?
Is he?
Yes.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's far too dignified to have said yes. That can't be real.
No, could be
on. Is that a rumour you've heard, or is that...
Well, it's on quite a reliable source.
Who's a reliable source?
It's some website. But
what website?
Quite a good, I can't remember. I can't remember.
Was it Drowned in Sound?
<'Cause> no, I think it was some like the official Big Brother website. Well, there's unofficial ones.
Patrick Moore, he's far too gentlemanly.
Doesn't stop there.
Go on, then.
Cliff Richard.
No, yeah? I don't believe you.
But he pulled out.
And then... I came all over her tits.
Ah! Exactly what I was going to say, but I didn't fancy being that crude.
Come on, it's funny.
But no, he pulled out because they wouldn't let him have his own private toilet.
What a cunt.
Also, other people going in are Mini-Me from Austin Powers.
Okay.
And Coolio.
Coolio is going in. He did the Keenan and Kel theme tune.
You did. Can you sing it?
Back in the day, yeah?
Oh,
here it goes. I can't remember the rest of it. Keenan, hope, Keenan, no. It's something like that. I don't know. Coolio.
Nick. If anyone can remind
anyone else?
Us. No, I can't remember. Sadly. But I think that's all it is at the moment. Oh, yeah, and Andrew Sack's daughter, granddaughter.
She's going in.
Yes.
She's such a fucking whore. She's like, you haven't got
Andrew
enough money.
Andrew Sack's granddaughter is going to be on Celebrity Big Brother for being a satanic slag. Or whatever.
What a fucking media whore she is. That's terrible. That's awful.
That is terrible. And she's going
to... It's probably because she wants to be in a safe house for a while. Because everyone really hates her. Because everyone who complained in the first place about Saxgate is now going, where's my Friday night with Jonathan Ross, you know?
And really?
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah. They're all sat at home going, I wish we had Jonathan Ross. What he did wasn't that bad. I wish I hadn't complained. You know, because everyone misses Jonathan Ross. I miss Jonathan Ross. people are pissed off, and so they're angry at her for ruining everything.
Yeah, and you just get crap films on Friday nights like Speed and...
Was it on the other
day? Speed. Was it on? Speed, Speed 2.
Speed, was it? Speed 2, I remember the... I think the tagline for a bit was, this time it's on a boat. It's true. You know, you need to watch the film. You've seen the first one. It's on a boat. Just don't
hang
on, bother.
So is it I've never seen Speed, but is it just different modes of transport? Speed and then...
You know what Speed's about?
And a bus.
Speed's about a bomb on a boat. Yeah, a bomb on a... Sorry, a bomb on a bus. And yeah. I think it's Keanu Reeves. Has to keep it... Keep the bus going at over 50 miles an hour, otherwise the bomb will go off.
All right, that's it.
And that happens. This goes on for the whole film, and all sorts of exciting things happen. I can't remember what happens in the end. They probably get away, I expect. Anyway, and Speed 2 is on a boat, I believe. And exactly the same...
same story.
Yeah, exactly the same circumstances. But this time, it's on a boat. Which I think's funny. And I remember that I looked up the... I was looking up... I don't know why I was doing this, but I was looking up taglines for films. And one of the best ones was... it was called, like, The Bank Manager or something like that, the film. And the tagline was, this time it's financial. Very funny. Anyway, we've gone a little off topic here. So.
Can we play a song?
Yes, let's play a song.
Can we play Seb's song?
Yes.
Please.
Yes. I'd like to thank Collides and Arc for this, my dear friend Sebastian Jenner.
Applause.
Yeah, why not? My dear friend Sebastian Jenner has done this for us. I think it's more him just having a mess about with GarageBand than anything else. Yeah, have a listen. Enjoy. A word?
Enjoy.
I won't ask for much this Christmas. I don't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole to say, I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeers click. There's just one thing I need.
Off Christmas.
I don't care about the Prazula mask in Mrs. Tree.
And great thanks to Sebastian Jenner for that.
Seb.
Oh, cock it, as he said.
That was awful. I absolutely hated that.
I don't.
That was absolute crap. Plasticky, rubbishy, garage bands, tacky pile of shit. I hated that, Seb. What has happened to you? It used to be really, really good, but that was absolutely awful.
Stop ranting. Or come closer if you're going to rant. They want to hear what you've got to say.
Oh, I didn't like it, although I think Seb should carry on making music, because he's just kind of come to a...
Well, he's just on a new song on MySpace, isn't he? Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it, but I think he's, you know, carry on making CDs and that, because I remember, he got some high praise.
Well, he's in Wales now, isn't he?
He is in Wales.
Well, you wrote a new song the other day.
Do you want to tell me all about it?
Very heavy, that's all I'm to say.
Is it heavy like something that's really heavy?
It's heavy like a Sunday morning. In hell! That's...
Anyway, to progress on with the podcast.
On we go.
On the podcast.
Good.
Do you know what's coming up as well as Christmas?
No, what is coming up?
New Year.
New Year is coming up, yes. Is that...
Now, at the end of the year, we always like to reflect on things that have happened in the past year.
Obviously.
And, you know, to keep in the theme of the podcast, you know, forum and all that kind of thing. What have you enjoyed at the forum this year, Paul?
This year, Tom,
What particular gigs have you enjoyed? The first one that springs to mind, must say, Forum in 2008.
I don't remember.
No.
Can you name some?
You got wasted, mate. Youth Movies.
Ocean Size was this year, wasn't
Ocean
it?
Ocean Size?
Ocean Size was fucking good, actually. That was right at the beginning of the year.
It's more March.
Was it?
It's kind of a...
No, I don't think it was.
No, it was March... Oh, actually, I remember. Actually, I remember for a reason, but I won't say.
Ocean Size were really, really good.
Yes, I think it's more April kind of time.
April.
In fact, it was definitely the end of April.
Okay, doesn't matter. That was probably for me the highlight. I'll tell you why. I can't actually think of any others that I've particularly enjoyed. Ocean Size, great though. Tom?
Good. But what have I enjoyed? I've enjoyed lots. One that springs to mind is Afrobeat. Because Everybody there was having a really good time. They were a big band at the time.
I heard they'd been dropped.
And, yes, I was about to say, who told you that?
You did.
Did I?
In a MySpace bulletin, I believe.
Yeah. Alpha Beat had been dropped by their record label. And do you know who else has been dropped on the same day as Alpha Beat got dropped? No. Mystery Jets.
Well, good.
Thought you liked Mystery Jets.
No, I don't like the Mystery Jets.
Jesus, I thought you did.
Why?
Well, I don't know, I just thought you quite liked them.
I don't like the Mystery Jets. I think the Mystery Jets suck ass. It's because, you know what it is, though. It's because the dad left. Or got kicked out, or whatever. Henry. You know, is his name Henry?
Indie Dad.
It's because he used to be in Yes, which automatically...
He didn't.
Yes, he did.
He did not used to be in Yes.
I've heard no, that he
has. That's not true. That is just not true.
How do you know?
I just know. It's just how not do you know? True. I just know. It's
how,
just not
how
true.
Do you just know?
Can we look this up?
He's old enough, isn't he?
Yes, doesn't mean he's in Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, Tom doesn't believe me. So I'm just going to log on to Wikipedia really quickly, and we're going to find out. I believe the dad from the... from the Mystery Jets, the really old guy that you may have seen at the back of the stage. What did he do?
Did he play guitar?
Okay. I believe he was in Yes, right?
Do you know, I think it's really funny.
What?
Apparently, on their album cycle, the Mystery Jets have been doing, you know, since the dad left, they've been
Speak up, you know, you're miles away from it here.
Well, they can hear me, but I think they've been up to all sorts since the dad left.
They're from Eel Pie Island.
They are from Eel Pie Island, which is in, where's that?
Eh?
London somewhere.
So it's Henry Harrison is the name?
Yes.
Okay, let me look him up.
And his son is the singer, who's Blaine Harrison.
Alright. Henry Harrison. Well, what is it? Henry Baldwin Harrison, Connecticut Governor, 1821 to 1901. Henry Thomas Harrison, No, it's probably none of those.
Henry Harrison from the Mystery Jets.
Henry Harrison, music member of Rock Band History. It's Henry Harrison.
Yeah.
Oh, what? It's not on here then.
Told you so, Paul.
Henry, someone once told me that he was
not in Yes.
In Yes. Okay, I'm going to look up Yes.
Well, that's a pile of crap.
Yes.
Tell you what.
Band. Oh, shut up.
Are you talking to me?
Not Yes.
Why?
It's not a pile of crap, that's why. Okay, listen for members, right?
He told you. Drowned in Town.
I can't remember who it was. Drowned in Town told me. No. Okay, fair enough. Members in... Okay, he wasn't in Yes. Fair enough. Alright. But then that still doesn't mean, like, because I'm saying that the band are probably shitter now because the dad's gone. Because he probably had a lot of wisdom in his old age. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, they've been dropped and that's the
point. He's old.
Hmm?
He's old.
I think he died.
No, I don't. Although they're much better now without them. Actually, yeah. I don't know. Actually, yeah. I'm going to take that back.
Okay. I think it's now time. For my new feature,
yes.
Every time we do a podcast, every episode, I'm going to read a random passage from a book that I've just got called The Encyclopedia of Swedish Punk 1977 to 1987 by Peter Jandres.
Is this going to be really boring?
Well, it probably will, but it's only be like a minute long passage, don't worry, I'm just going to read something and it'll be a fact for you guys. Right, I'm opening on a random page. Here we go. Okay. The PQ Rockers. Sorry. Let me begin. Had a few very hectic years doing lots of gigs in Varberg and its surroundings. The first one was a rock band contest that they entered with the intention to disturbing, but the band's surprise they received...
It's my life, mate.
...second prize. They can be found on some compilation tapes. They later transformed into goth band Silicon Valley. Philip was also in grunge band Cum in the 90s.
Spelt.
C-U-M. Listen, obviously there were some grammatical errors in that. It's because it's written by a Swedish bloke and he's translated it himself into English. Right. So don't worry about that. But yeah, isn't that interesting? The PQ Rockers. So if you're interested in that, in any kind of punk between 1977 and 1987 from Sweden... then you can look up the PQ Rockers on the internet, probably. And, yeah. Are you interested, Tom, in that?
I am. And that passage also spoke volumes on my life.
Did it?
As I often go out on my way to Disturb.
Oh!
Should we explain what happened there?
Okay. Tom, it's a rare occasion that Tom makes me laugh like that. I don't know if you heard him. He said he often goes out with a view to disturbing. And I just had a mouthful of Coke at the time. Coca-Cola, that is, not cocaine. I don't touch that. Of course, I couldn't swallow it because I started laughing. And there's a little polystyrene coffee cup on my coffee table here with a little lid. And I think it must have been there for a few days. It didn't smell very nice. And I sort of just spat all my Coke into that. And then I got a rancid taste in my mouth, like old coffee.
So you had a mouthful of cock and you couldn't swallow it.
Mouthful of cock. It was too much to swallow. Couldn't do it.
And you got a horrible taste in your mouth.
So yeah, that's that. And, you know, next week you can tune in next week to hear another passage from the Encyclopedia of Swedish Rock, 1977 to 1987.
Oh yeah.
Tom?
That's brilliant.
A few words?
I have no words.
fair enough. We do have one more thing to talk about. No, two more things to talk about, apparently.
What's that?
Well, we got best of the year list, haven't we?
Oh, I tried to get onto that with the forum gigs.
But you didn't, did you?
Well, we can't.
Was that best of the year?
Then I got
best of the year, forum gigs, Ocean Size.
Alpha Beat.
Right, Ocean Size and Alpha Beat. I thought you meant albums and songs and bands and people and...
People of the year. Who's your person of the year?
Sandy Cohen.
All right, who?
Sandy Cohen, from the OC.
All right, okay. I was just Babe of the Year.
Babe of the Year?
Babe of the Year.
Is, who's that girl from Transformers? Rachel Fox. Her name? Rachel Fox?
Yes, it is Rachel.
Yeah, she is...
Bring me on to another fact, by the way.
Let's hear it.
The other guy is in Transformers.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
He is the new Robin in the new Batman film.
Is he? That's such a...
It's another rumour.
I just think that's really embarrassing for him, you know. No one should be happy.
Eddie Murphy is the new
Batman. When you say in the new Batman film, do you mean like in succession to The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
But The Dark Knight's all serious now. They can't have a Robin character.
Well, I might be wrong then. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Babe of the Year for you is...
Yeah, Rachel Fox or whatever it is.
All right.
And you?
I don't know, I've got multiple babes there.
All sorts of babes. Tom's got loads of babes on the go.
Yeah.
I won't mention any names, but one of them wants to make love to him.
Change the subject, please.
Thank
you. Yeah. I did send her a text.
did you saying what?
Just to wind her up.
Saying I want to make love with you.
I said, I'm getting hot under the collar.
Did you say that?
Yes. Just to wind
That's
her
just
up.
Faux horny, though. You know, someone's going to, she's not going to go, oh, why are you so hot under the collar? She's going to go, what a prick, he's taking the piss out of me, you know? Album of the year for me, The Midnight Organ Fight by Frightened Rabbit, without question. And you?
Mother Hen.
Don't be stupid.
What, it is?
No, it's not. There
it's
must
my
be
favourite album of the
rubbish.
Year.
There must be albums that come out that you like more than Mother Hen.
Yeah, Centurion.
Centurion.
I'm kidding. Favourite albums of the year.
In case you don't know, those releases are both by Klaus's, by the record, an artist that Tom manages, so... I think he's telling a fib there.
Two albums I've enjoyed this year have been... I enjoyed the Los Campesinos album.
No, not that you've enjoyed. What is your favourite album of the year?
I did write it on the message board, but I can't remember.
What was it?
Because this year has been rubbish for albums. Absolutely awful.
Was it?
Great song-wise. Crap for albums. But I've enjoyed Los Campesinos. I've enjoyed Rollo Tomasi. I've enjoyed Blood Red Shoes.
Do you know, this is 53 minutes long already.
That's not that long.
Hey?
It's quite short compared to the
No,
others.
I'm not saying let's finish it here. I'm just saying that's amazing, isn't it?
Anyway, yeah.
I'd like to say something about Rollo Tomasi. I'd like to say they suck ass.
Here we go again.
Yeah, I know.
They don't suck ass. You suck ass.
No, I don't.
They're very nice people.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're very nice chaps.
And, apart from either and the awkward hugging and all of that jazz.
Yeah. Well... Let it be known that I do not like Rollo Tomasi.
All that punk jazz.
Yeah.
Metal jazz.
Also, I'd like to say to Tom, not to Tom, Tom knows, I'd like to say to you, the listener, there will be another podcast before Christmas, or it will be done before Christmas, it may not be released before Christmas. In fact, it most definitely
won't. But we're recording it.
Yes, it most definitely won't be before Christmas, but in the future, at some point when we get, well, when we've bothered to do it, and when it's something that's going to require a bit of editing, a bit of mixing and that kind of thing, so after that's been done, it'll then be on the internet for your pleasure and delight. And that is the Unlabeled Christmas Party 2008 podcast.
Which we'd like to encourage you to go to. Yes. It may be tonight, it may be tomorrow night. Depends when this podcast goes out.
Well, let's say that it's going to go up on Saturday, isn't it? So it's out tomorrow.
The Happy Saturday?
Yeah, Happy Saturday to you all.
Happy Saturday, the 20th of December.
Yeah, tomorrow, if it is Saturday, if you're listening to this on a Saturday, then this applies. Tomorrow is the Unlabeled Christmas Party. It's going to be good. Joey Fat are returning.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to. I haven't seen them for a year since they last played. Really good show, so everyone go. Sunday the 21st.
Yes. And if it's Sunday when you're listening to this,
then go.
Hope you're having a happy Sunday and go out tonight.
That's right. Yeah, go out tonight. Lest
and
you
don't get a hijack afterwards, because, you know, it's full of idiots.
That's right. Anyway, there will be a podcast being done there. I think what's going to happen is, I don't think Tom's too keen on it, are you, Tom?
I'm keen on it.
Because you want to run around and socialise and have a nice time, which is fair enough. I can't blame you.
I'm a sociable kind of person.
No, I know you are. So I'm saying, I'd like to do it because I don't have any friends and I'm not going to be socialising.
You've got loads of friends, mate.
So I think what's going to happen is I'm going to be joining probably sound engineer, either Tristan or Max, depending on who's doing it.
Max.
Is it Max?
Yeah.
I'll be joining the sound engineer, Max.
Well, I'll definitely be joining you.
100%. All right, up in the gantry in 100%. The sound. All right.
100%.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Okay then, you're right. Go up there and basically the way it's going to work is it'll be a 3-hour long episode. What?
Oh, nothing. I was thinking about that disturbed thing again.
Okay. There will be a 3-hour long episode and it'll be basically live sets from all the bands on the night, which include Klaus's By the Record, Joey Fat, All the Mouth Parts, and Hunter's Loaf, and Done Lying Down. Anyway, it'll take a bit of time to mix all this and put it all together. But in the interludes between bands, there will be podcast material going on. Also, if we can, we'll probably get Klaus to say a few words, and maybe Jason, we'll see. You know, people of that ilk. Anyway, that's going to be happening on the 21st. It won't be reaching your ears until, I'd say, at least the 29th or something. Look forward to that in the future, right, Tom?
Yes.
Who did you get a message from?
Duncan from Welcome to Winchester.
What did he say?
He says, hey man, hang on, well this is from Tom here because I'm replying, saying, no problem. I'm recording the podcast now, any words?
Okay, well
that's and, hoping... anyway, he he's such a nice guy.
Well, I hope he has something nice to talk about then.
Yes, he texts back to say thank you for offering me that gig support.
Oh, that's not interesting though, is it?
And all that.
All right, well I think we should cram another song in.
Well, no, okay, then we'll come back and then we'll kind of wrap up because I've got a few words to say.
Yes.
Is
it a big announcement?
Big announcement.
Okay, right, well, we're going to play Ben Saunders now of All the Mouth Parts, who are playing on...
this song is shit. And he did it in...
I think it was a courageous attempt, actually, Tom. You didn't do one, I didn't do one. So, well,
because
so
I
I'd...
have no talent.
Yes, that's true. But congratulations and thank you to Ben for this entry. This is his cover of Winter Wonderland. Isn't it, Tom?
It sure is.
Yep. Hope you enjoy. Ta-ta. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude.
Hello.
Right there. Right, we're coming towards the end of the podcast now. Thank you, if you got this far, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'd like to say I think this podcast has gone a lot better than last time we had it. So
much better.
It's sort of just, it's all flowed a bit smoother. We've not had so many hiccups. We haven't pulled any crackers yet. Should we do that now?
Yeah, yeah, go on then. Merry Christmas, Paul.
And Merry Christmas to you, Tom. It's just, I got the toy. I win. What?
Pull another one.
I got a comb. That's for you, Tom. You can have that. It's a Christmas present for you. Do you want the hat?
I'll have the hat.
Okay, Tom's going to just put their hat on. Right, I'm going to read you the joke. Okay, here we go.
Hang on, put my hat on. Right, it's on.
What is the most popular gardening magazine in the world?
I don't know, Paul. What is the most popular gardening magazine in the world?
Well, it's Weeders Digest. That's awful. Next joke is, customer. This steak is terrible. I want the manager. Waiter. Sorry, sir. He isn't on the menu.
Another one?
Another really
shit.
Probably
the other one, Paul.
Here we go. Hey, I got it again.
I've got the joke.
You've got the joke. Well, yeah, the joke's just a small part, isn't it? Yeah.
What toy have you got?
What the fuck is it? It's a kazoo. Oh, sweet.
I've got a comb. Let's start a band.
I got a kazoo. This is a good one, ready? Do you know this one? Yeah, I got a kazoo, that's right.
It doesn't work.
That's a pretty sick
It's like you're smoking something there.
Smoking my marijuana device.
Anyway, shall I say the joke? Gonna pop your hat on?
No.
Right, Paul.
Yep.
What do you get if you cross a sheep with a kangaroo?
A woolly jumper.
Yeah.
That's the oldest one in the book. I can't believe they're still putting that in crackers.
What do you call a lazy skeleton?
Lazy bones?
Bone idol.
Very good. So as you can see, these jokes are really, really shit, and I'm sorry.
Got one more cracker?
No more crackers. Yeah. Just put it away.
A party popper?
We'll do a party popper. Why not, eh?
Okay.
We'll just do a quick party popper for you.
Okay.
Can I have one? Thank you.
Yes, this is... Right. Ready?
Don't fire it on my computer. Right.
3, 2, 1. Whee!
Yeah! Yeah. Anyway, that was us.
I think I've got it in my hair. I think.
Yeah, sorry. I tried to aim it right, but my bellend's got a mind of its own. That was probably taking things a bit too far. I was making a cum joke.
So we'll get party poppers and celebration and all of that.
Yeah, go on then.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Paul?
I'm wandering around the Pantiles and then I'm coming home.
Oh. You're not coming to the forum? Come to the forum, it's going to be cool.
No.
You can get crunk.
Get crunked and rock out.
Get crunked.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll be visiting the forum. I think my plan, Tom, is to pay a visit to pubs in the Pantiles, probably the Duke and then the Ragged and then nip to the forum for one, and then I'm just going to come home for midnight, hopefully. And that's my plan, yeah.
Cool.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to get a fucking wasted, mate. No, I'm not. It's not my style.
So what are you doing?
Come back here with you, Paul.
No, you're not.
Gonna make sweet love.
No, but you're not allowed to, because I don't... You know, and plus, colleagues don't have sex. you're not welcome here. You're not welcome here. This could be quite good for a jingle machine. So whenever we need to do something, we could say like, the next song we're going to play. You know? And that could be a little jingle or something.
Hey, where are our mates? Our guests?
Oh, Josh isn't coming.
Why not?
Because he met up with John and Mackenzie and...
Where?
Fred and Toby.
Who's Toby?
Josh's little brother.
Oh, All right, where are they?
I don't know, but he rang me to say, yeah, we're going to get some pizza and all come around your house. I was like, no, no, you're not. No, not all of you. I think that's a bit, you know, bit much. I was fine for Josh to come around because it's just one extra person. And seeing as we're doing the podcast, if you get loads of people, it's just not, it's not good. It doesn't work. People go mad, go, yeah, what a podcast. So I said, no, it's not all right. I'll probably just see you later. That's what I said. And Joe should be here anytime now, actually. We'll give her a ring in a sec, I don't know.
Alright, should we cross everything off the list? Hey, tell you what, this list is quite appropriate, you know?
Is it?
So for Christmas, crossing off Christmas lists and naughty and nice lists.
We just crossed off our entire Christmas list by talking about them in the last hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
should
we finish up now?
I'm having a brilliant time with this kazoo. I really am. It's absolutely, it's one of the best things I've got in a cracker since a mini deck of cards in 2004.
Best thing, this comb is the best thing I've ever got since I got that flat screen TV.
In a cracker?
Yes.
I see, tiny cracker. No, it wasn't, it was fold out, that's what it was. Because it was so flat, the screen, you could just fold it up into a little, although you can only fold a piece of paper 7 times, Tom.
You're right.
I am right, I heard that on, I think on Loose Women.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Loose Women. Yeah, I have the best of on DVD. No, of course I don't, don't be silly.
I'd buy it.
Before we go, Tom.
The sound down.
Give us a description of the room.
Description of the room. Right.
Ready? Anyway. Ready? Okay. Hang on.
There's a big Christmas tree in the corner, and the window's open, and it's very, very cold. In the other corner, there's a big widescreen TV with Wally on pause. In the other corner, there's a picture of Tristan up against some DVDs and that kind of thing. There's a heater, there is a picture of Agnes Dean with no top on. Then in the other corner, it's me sat on a sofa. It's very nice. In the other corner, we've got a goldfish next door. What's sitting right next to a Hoover? And then in the other corner, we've got Paul sitting on the sofa with a kazoo. It's
me.
Very entertaining.
That's me. He finished.
Yeah.
Should
we wrap up now? We've done quite a lot.
An hour and seven. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Let's. We're going to call it a day here,
right.
Chaps.
Yeah. On a serious note, I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On a very jocular note, I hope no one dies this year.
No, take care of yourselves and each other.
That's right.
In the words of Jerry
and,
Spring.
Jerry Spring is my hero. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Do all come down on Sunday or tomorrow or tonight, depending on when you're listening to this.
Or if you're listening to it on Monday or Tuesday.
Bad luck for missing it.
And you missed it. You're listening to this on Wednesday. God, it's Christmas Day. Get a life.
Yeah. Christmas Day's Thursday, isn't it?
No, Wednesday.
Is it? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay, if you listen to this on Christmas Day, what are you doing? You know?
Go eat some turkey.
Go around your family. If you don't have any family, go around the mates, you know? Just don't be sitting there on your own drinking beer. It's probably Carling, isn't it? Probably Carling, you fucking pikey cunt. Okay, anyway, no, but on a serious note, everyone have a very lovely Christmas and a New Year. You'll hear from us soon with the very special edition of the podcast, which will be the unlabeled show.
Can we finish this with a loud scream?
I don't see why not. I have to close my window first.
Okay. Oh, good sound effect there.
Oh, all my guts are playing.
Then someone knocked at the door. Right.
Well, it can't be that loud because we, you know, there's a baby downstairs.
Okay.
My baby lives downstairs, you know. He's very...
My baby lives downstairs.
He's a very sensitive little
baby.
Okay, ready?
Right, ready?
Goodbye,
thank you,
everybody.
Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you.
Three, two...